Klingon word from the word.
Ivlach discern dodge errors. Forgive jich vo hidden errors. Pol doch lij toy wit je vo presumptuous yeme. Chow chach robe raj dominion dong jich. Vaj jich ditch dag tach upright. Jich ditch dag tach blameless je innocent vo dun transgression. Who can discern his error? Forgive me from hidden errors. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I will be upright. I will be blameless and innocent of great transgression.
Klingon mach. We are Klingons.
That proud declaration among Klingons is a declaration of pride in Klingon identity. I'd like to turn it around and say that it is also a declaration for humanpu, humans, when we realize not how different we are, but how similar we are to the brave, weakness-denying Klingons. Among Klingons, there are a number of expressions that declare their invulnerability, their strength. Not necessarily because they are always strong, but because they need to present a bold face. For example, Kondak dak kotbe Klingon bu. Klingons do not lie in bed. Volchokbe Klingon bu. Klingons do not faint. Ropchokbe Klingon bu. Klingons do not get sick. Klingon mach. We are Klingons. That is, if that's what Klingons are like, well, so are we humans. Such bravado, such denial of personal weakness is not an alien trait to humans. And in the face of that problem, of denying our failings, we read these words from Psalm 19, words that make us face the fact that we are not perfect. Ivlach discern dodge errors, forgive jich vo hidden errors. Who can discern his errors? Forgive me from hidden errors. Klingon or human, we need to set aside our false bravado that claims to be better than we are. Spurgeon comments, many books have a few lines of errata at the end. But our errata might well be as large as the volume if we could but have sense enough to see them. Augustine wrote in his older days a series of retractions. Ours might make a library if we had enough grace to be convinced of our mistakes and confess them. As I write these words, on the planet Earth, we're approaching the season of Lent, a time when Christians reflect on their sins and the need for God's mercy. As the Life Application Bible reflects on this psalm, we're reminded of how powerfully God reaches out to restore us, to forgive us. Many Christians are plagued by guilt. They worry that they may have committed a sin unknowingly, done something good with selfish intentions, failed to put their whole heart into a task, or neglected what they should have done. Guilt can play an important role in bringing us to Christ and keeping us behaving properly, but it should not cripple us or make us fearful. God fully and completely forgives us, even for those sins we do unknowingly. Scripture recognizes that God's forgiveness covers our whole life, even those things we struggle to acknowledge, even those things we cannot see. The synonym for sin used here, error, is unusual. This form of it, shegia, only appears in the Bible here in the psalm, in this form, and it comes from a root meaning to stray. Even in English translations, errors, only appear a couple dozen times in translation. It's why it hasn't yet been translated in the Klingon language version. When I do, I'll use the corresponding Klingon word kach to err. There is a specific Klingon word for sin, which you also hear in this verse, yim. But whatever word we use for our sins, God is aware of them. As Psalm 90 notes, you spread out our sins before you, our secret sins, and you see them all. Again, the Life Application Bible comments on those words. God knows all our sins as if they were spread out before him, even the secret ones. We don't need to cover up our sins before him because we can talk openly and honestly with him. But while he knows all that terrible information about us, God still loves us and wants to forgive us. This should encourage us to come to him rather than frighten us into covering up our sin. Maybe it isn't surprising that we want to hide or ignore or block out our failings. But God doesn't want us, human, Klingon, or whatever, to shrink from his presence. He longs for us to come to him for forgiveness, for healing, to be set right and made clean. As he tells us through Isaiah the prophet, "Come now, let us argue this out, says the Lord. No matter how deep the stain of your sins, I can remove it. I can make you as clean as freshly fallen snow. Even if you are stained as red as crimson, I can make you as white as wool." This has been Joel Anderson with another Klingon word from the Word. For links to past shows, please visit klingonword.org. If you'd like more information about the Klingon language version, see klv.klingonword.org. If you'd like to find daily scripture readings, see Verbum Domini and The Whole Truth. You'll find links at klingonword.org. The Klingon language version is a relexification of the World English Bible. You can download the World English Bible in text and audio form at ebible.org. Thanks for listening.